You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news.
Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live,
The Beat.
Hey guys, welcome to Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. It's your boy DJ Jesse Genditty, and I'm joined in studio with my homie girl. You might have seen her on Bad Girls Club All Stars, Camilla Poindexter.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
We have to have our dance break.
I know. I wish I was like grown up in the old days, you know, the oldies.
Okay. And I always say it, I'm gonna have to change the same the theme song because everyone's probably sick and tired of me saying it. But every time I put this song on, nobody ever knows who the song is. So I respect the fact that you knew it was an old school.
Yeah,
you
did. I love
well, because some
oldies.
People think it's Will Smith, Miami, which he sampled that song.
He did,
but that was the throwback.
But see, people don't know that they repeat. It's, I mean, like history repeats itself all the time. Like people think that when they come out with these new movies, no, it came out a long time
ago. The story been already
told. Just have
told.
To be like two.
And then the other thing about sampling and things like that is like, it amazes me, you know, people would be like, oh, this is such an original song. It's like, well, no, if you really know music, songs that you don't even think are sampled.
Are sampled.
Are sampling like 20 different songs.
Yeah, and it's so strange because I love music and to know that sometimes when you're listening to a beat, you're like, wait a minute, I know that from somewhere.
Yep.
And then you hear your mom dancing to an oldie and you're like, that was it.
and no hate, no shame. I think it's a great thing. We're taking old music, new music, creating new art. It's amazing. All right, Camilla, let's talk about some of the things that have been going on. So you were coming on the show. I was like, we need to do something special when Camilla comes on.
Yes.
So I thought, you know what? This whole week has been bombarded with Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, and then... Oh. Lil' Kim.
Hello. You know, Lil' Kim just jumps in there. It's so funny to me because I love Beyonce. Just went to her concert. Amazing, by far.
Let's talk about it. What was the best experience of
the concert?
The On the Run tour.
I honestly think the best part of the On the Run tour was just the fact that her and her husband can just, like, the chemistry on stage was just fire. You know what I mean? And I really loved the part where she showed Blue Ivy. And it was a song, and she just had clips of her and Blue Ivy. You know, we never really see Blue Ivy. Mm-hmm. So for us as fans, we get to see her when she was born and, like, little baby pictures. And, you know, she always has pictures of her on Instagram, but it's, like, you know, it's not her face.
Right.
It's always her back or her feet. So I thought that was so amazing. And I just love the song Flawless. Like, her dancers, so her, everything about
the
it.
The tour delivered a... If you went to the tour, you felt like you got an intimate experience with Beyonce.
Yes. I felt like I was able to see a little bit more that we don't get to see, you know, because I think she's so closed off with her personal life. And I just felt like it just showed her in such a beautiful light. Like, you know, she's all, I don't care if you on the run. I can't sing, you guys. I know that. But I felt like I was Beyonce in that moment. And it was raining, for crying out loud. Like, it was just a beautiful moment.
Oh, I wish I could. And then so that night she dropped the Flawless remix.
Yes.
With Nicki Minaj. And I mean, as if, you know, I will say Beyonce this year has been dropping it like it's hot. She dropped her album like it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to tell nobody. Bam. Everyone
went
Beyonce, crazy.
You're Beyonce. You can do it like that. Hey, she's flawless.
She said, we've been waiting for Beyonce and Nicki to do a track together. They finally gave us one. It was a remix. Now, I'm kind of on and off about the Flawless remix because here's how I feel about it.
What do you feel about it?
I feel like it works two ways.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the song is so good and Beyonce didn't do as much promotion. So that way, you know, you can come out with the single Flawless 6 months after your release.
I know. I was wondering why it came out so late.
It seemed a little late because I feel like she was promoting Flawless a while back.
Yeah.
And then it kind of disappeared. And then here we go with Nicki Minaj. So Nicki Minaj rejuvenated it. I'm wondering who it benefits more because right now Nicki Minaj is all over the scene.
Isn't her album about to come out?
Yeah. She's got Anaconda. Mm-hmm. She's got the song with Jessie J and Ariana Grande. She's got this new track with Juicy J, which I wanted. It came out last night and I couldn't even put it on today's show, y'all. But next
she
week we're going to listen to it.
I love me some. I mean, it took some time for me to become a Nicki Minaj fan. I mean, I think she's
me
a
too.
Great artist. But like I used to be a Lil' Kim fan. I'm still diehard Lil' Kim, but I just think at this point, Lil' Kim kind of should just let it go, like sweep it under the rug with the identity theft and
Frozen. Like let it go,
just let it go. Yeah, let it go.
I remember being in New York. I mean, Lil' Kim is my queen.
Yeah,
like
Queen B for sure.
Literally. What Notorious K.I.M. Hardcore, La Bella Mafia,
La
Bella Naked
Mafia.
Truth, the G.O.A.T. mixtape album. You know what I mean? Like, you've delivered and you have served and you have been our queen and we respect
that. We appreciate
that.
You, you know?
So, 2 years ago, I actually got to work with Lil' Kim on her, what tour was that? Was it The Greatest of All Time?
See, I missed it, so I was pissed.
And I was, this is legendary. Like, I'm in the same room with, you know, she pulls all of her jewelry out, and it's like, oh my God, I remember that from the Vibe cover, the double XL cover. Like, it's Lil' Kim.
And it's just Lil' Kim. It's like, and you want to rumble with the beat?
Huh?
It's like,
and, you know, she
gotta love her.
Performed, and it was amazing. It was epic, and she was just the nicest person. And I was like, wow, she can really come back. Like, shit, her dance moves. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj don't be dancing on stage and, like, really be getting
But she just had a baby, too.
Right. Well, no, that's now for Lil' Kim.
Oh, yeah, now for Lil' Kim.
But so, then Lil' Kim starts putting these tracks out. And I just feel like it sounds like you're recording in a basement or something. And I'm like, I don't understand. You're Lil' Kim. You could work with any producer you want. So she goes out. Beyonce and Nicki release the Flawless track where, you know, Beyonce and Nicki are calling each other the queen of hip hop, Queen B, and whatever. So Lil' Kim comes on her verse.
And like, skirt, did this bitch just say my name?
No.
I was like, no, she's talking about Beyonce.
Right, and as much as you are a queen in hip hop, you are not Beyonce.
Right.
Kim, and you will never be a Beyonce.
I just want Lil' Kim to be happy. I love Lil' Kim no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter if Nicki Minaj comes out with 1,000, you know, songs. It's just Lil' Kim is Lil' Kim. Mm-hmm. Then you have Nicki Minaj, and she's like the new school. So it's like, you have to just appreciate both of them. And I wish they would just come out with an album or something together. Murder. Now,
like,
that would be
like
hot.
A Jay-Z and R. Kelly.
Exactly. Oh. Could you imagine a Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim, like, collaboration?
I mean, as long as, you know, Lil' Kim is recording it in a really nice booth. Because that is my only issue with Lil' Kim.
I mean, could you imagine, like, the fans would just go...
It would be,
sick.
Like, one of those, a half-off, like, the face-off. The
exactly.
Lil' Kim and
they should do that, like, just like Drake and Chris Brown put their beat to the side. Yep. Let's make some money.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can make way much more money.
I always
together.
Wonder if that is the end plan for Lil' Kim and Nicki. And the only reason why I don't think it is, because in my conspiracy mind I want it to be,
mm-hmm.
why I don't think it is because the stuff that Lil' Kim has put out is some of it has been kind of embarrassing.
Right.
To be calling yourself a legend. Now, she puts out the Flawless track, references herself as being a queen. I almost threw up in my mouth. So then she releases... The next day, a couple days ago, she releases a track called Identity Theft.
Mm-hmm.
And Identity Theft is a... she's talking basically about... I think we have a video of it that we're going to play.
Okay.
Let's take a listen to it, and you'll see the cover art, and...
The cover art is funny. I'm like, I can't deal with her.
It's like one of those Jersey fake IDs.
I get a feeling it's gonna be a riot.
Wait, but did you see the one that Nicki put out? The Chinese?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicki did put that one out?
They wanna
I
know.
I think her fans did.
The people wanna know.
But I'll say, lyrically, here we go.
It's looking like I'm headed back behind bars again, cause bitches wanna stalk Kim and I ain't with the arguing. I'm jet chartering, fresh cardigan, getting my Martha in while these broke hoes barring. I guess it's back to stashing guns in the bra again, pulling bitches out the car again. You swagger jackets get a game a bad look. Pop shit on Twitter and apologize on Facebook. And now they wanna send me requests, telling me that I'm simply the best. I won't stop till I see my enemies rest. They probably get locked up for identity theft. I ain't got time for bum bitches. The gun kidded, I come with it. Anything you try to do, I done did it. I let you live for a while, but I'm done with the crown of queens back, bitches. Come get it. What y'all want, huh? What y'all want, huh? 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 Be careful what y'all wish for.
Lil' Kim, Identity Theft right there. I mean, out of everything that she's put out, I was into that.
It's, you know... I like, because I'm a fan of Lil' Kim. So, you know, it's hard for me to just be like, I hate her mm-hmm. music. I just think that she's just, it's old school. Like, it got that old school feel to it. You know what I mean? It's not like all uppity beat and ratchet like the most of the songs that are coming out these days. I just love Lil' Kim. So I can't even say nothing bad about her. But I think she needs to stop with the whole identity theft. Like, okay, we get it. She did steal a little bit of your style. Mm-hmm. We get it. But
so as a boss, you know,
be thankful that bitches is, you know, jocking your style. I'll be happy. Like, hey, you know.
But I'm still going to be me. I'm still going to be the queen.
And you're just giving her more life.
You are rejuvenating this girl. I mean, even more. And you're actually giving her the only energy you have left. Because then she went out after this. After this was released, she went through all these pictures of Nicki and found the matching one of her and posted a collage.
With the sailor hat, right?
No. Well, one of those, then the green hair, then she showed the blue hair from the Hello, Good Morning. Mm-hmm. All of them. And so it's just kind of like, I get it. It sucks, you know, but that's the world. That's marketing, you know. Mm-hmm. She was, you know, the way I look at it is, Kim, because you were in this industry.
Yeah.
She was, you know, being her role model at first. A record label saw her, mm-hmm. said, yep, let's do this. Here's more money for those wigs. Here's more money for those clothes.
This is your character.
Yeah.
Right.
So, Kim, stop getting mad, girl. Now your character is an
Asian
woman.
I just want you to stop being mad too, Lil' Kim, because I love you. As much as you have music, like, I like and I've grown to love Nicki Minaj, mm-hmm. you know, because she is a beast on the track.
And it doesn't take away from you, Kim.
It doesn't at all.
All right, let's talk about another female in hip-hop. Remy Ma is out, and she's back, and I can't wait to see what this bitch is about to do.
I'm ready.
For hip-hop.
And I'm excited.
Just the music scene right now.
I just feel like, you know what, Nicki Minaj, it's only been one girl rapper out, really. And I think Remy Ma has those bars to keep up with Nicki. So mm-hmm. it's like, ooh, what are you going to say, Remy? Because I remember when Remy came out, it was a Terror Squad.
Yep.
And I was, what was that line Remy had?
I'm the queen.
She was like, R to the E,
yep.
M to the wizard, my boss. Yeah, I was like, oh, this girl's dope. That was my ringtone. Remember my ringtones? I was like, I'm conceited. I got a reason.
Okay. So Remy is out. She actually has a song that we're going to play a little later in the episode. And obviously everyone's wondering, you know, how are you feeling about the hip-hop industry right now? And she was like, I mean, I gave these bitches a break, you know? And
did you think she brought shade to Nicki Minaj when she said that?
No, I don't think
it was
shade.
Did you see on her Instagram picture?
What was
where
no,
it said,
I didn't see
it
that.
Said, it says, yeah, you know, basically I let you breathe, but, I mean, it was like, happy birthday, Nicki, or something, and it was like, yeah, I let you breathe, but it's like, or is that shade, or is that like, okay, I'm about to come back out and murder you, or what is it?
I think it's like Kendrick Lamar shade. You know, he called his friends out, but it was like, hello, wake the fuck up. Like, Remy's sitting here like, all right, girl, you want to keep on saying you've had this 5 years, right?
Right.
Well, girl, I let you have your 5 years, and the queen about to really come back, because Kim ain't doing nothing, so I'm going to have to step in. But, I mean, if Remy comes out, here's my dream. Remy comes out, uh-huh. and you know, she just comes out her little single. She does some cute features, you know, nothing really big yet. Mm-hmm. I don't want an album this year. Let's wait till next year for
an album. I think an album should wait till next
do
year,
features.
Too.
And then early next year, like January, February,
drop.
Remy Ma, Lil Kim.
We need like a big concert, like
Nicki Minaj.
Type
no,
of
we need a ladies' night part two. I want
think about
that to happen.
Like a, what a night. You should be like Missy instead of being like my.
And don't do it.
Where's that music?
Don't do it after
music.
The fact that these new groups, these new cats, like that Sisterhood of Hip Hop show.
Oh, right.
Like, if they try to do something like that, like, I want to see legends come together and give
produce.
Us that. And show these young cats, like, look, no, there's more room in the game than just
and
one
you know
person.
And you know what? Who I wouldn't be mad at if they came back either?
Who?
Eve.
I'm mad at Eve. But
Eve
here's
is
the
like
thing. Everyone keeps saying
it.
If she comes back, the bitch released the album last year.
But
and
see,
nobody knew about it. Nobody cared. I know. Ooh, she bad, bad.
I mean, I heard she had an album, but I mean, what about that Scorpion? And, you know?
It wasn't as hot
as it wasn't as hot. I mean, I feel like when people get in love, they just fall down.
Well, I mean, your focus gets taken to another place.
Right.
This girl's focus is solely on whatever the fuck she wants to do. Azalea Banks, we premiered the song last week, Heavy Metal and Reflective. She dropped the video this week. And, you know, today, since we're talking about, you know, Beyonce, Nicki, the Queens, and Kim, I thought, hey, let's talk about the new school of hip-hop. And here's Azalea Banks. Let's take a look, and then I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Heavy Metal and Reflective. You silly motherfucker, don't you know I'm the best bitch in the
rap game? Ooh. I don't know.
She's coming for bitches.
Is that Azalea?
Yeah, that's Azalea Banks. It got cut off the video. But go check it out. It's really an intense situation with some motocross bikes and Azalea Banks with her lyrics. Now, I'm sensing we're not a fan of Azalea Banks.
I mean, you know what? I like the song. You already know. Mm-hmm. I'm in the fast lane just because it says L.A. in it. But I'm not. I saw her perform. Was it BET Awards? And I was not a fan.
Really?
I think she doesn't know how to hold a crowd. I think she looked confused. I think she is not comfortable actually being a rapper. I think she just like, you know, I don't know. I'm just not feeling her.
You know, there are people who are, it's more of a
I mean, she makes good commercial songs, but
maybe
it's like,
she's a studio artist where performing isn't her thing.
Right. You know, maybe she's better in the studio, and maybe that's what she should say.
You know, the thing with Azalea Banks, I see it very like she's that MIA movement of, you know, the anarchy, like let's be against, you know, the pop mainstream.
Right.
I know she's really big overseas. I like what she puts out. I think sometimes it gets a little repetitive, which I feel the same way about MIA. I'm a huge MIA fan. MIA, for me, put out the best concert I've ever been to.
Right.
And so I feel like someone needs to work with Azalea. As far as like, all right, girl.
I mean, she has a good team. Like, Tip is like, my boy, I love him, you know?
No, that's Iggy Azalea.
Wait.
That's the white girl.
Oh, Azalea. Oh, yes.
Azalea Banks.
I'm thinking about Iggy.
Oh, so wait, you saw the Iggy Azalea one.
Yeah.
You felt like she was too stiff.
Right. That's what I'm,
yeah,
sorry,
I feel
mistake.
Like that. Okay. All right, Azalea Banks, though.
Right. I like her.
Okay.
I didn't like
212.
Right, yeah. Iggy is what I was thinking of. Sorry, my mind was somewhere else.
Okay. So, Azalea Banks, so in hip-hop, how do you feel about Azalea Banks?
I like her. I mean, I really haven't listened to a lot of her music, but I like her little vibe that she has going on, you know. And I love the fact that in videos, it's actually a story more so than just booty shaking or whatever, you know. So
And I'm liking that that's being more involved in videos as well. One thing that I will say Iggy Azalea has been delivering is these visual music videos.
Right.
Because we've gone away from the music video. And
I
feel like we're starting to get back into it.
Remember the Missy Elliott's and, you know, the Busta Rhymes? Whoop! Like, it was just amazing.
I mean, we can remember those ones. But I asked you a specific question to give me three songs that changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very fitting, since we're talking about music videos, to start with this one.
Okay.
Now, this one is the Michael Jackson, Do You Remember the Time?
Mm-hmm.
So this is your number one choice as far as song goes.
Overall, like when this song comes on, it just makes me feel like I think if anyone likes anyone in the world, it has to you have to have a Michael Jackson in there.
Yep.
Michael Jackson is like, first of all, he's a Virgo. I'm a Virgo. Second of all, he's the king of pop. And Do You Remember the Time? Have you seen that video?
Well, we're about to right now.
That is my doom doom doodle.
The tut dance.
Boom. You know, when they start breaking it down and like, this is like classic.
It really is. And Eddie Murphy.
And he was still fine right here, you know? Do you remember that? We fell in love. We were young and in a See, it make you want to just
it really
your shoulder bop, huh?
And this is good music that you can play anywhere with anybody.
Yeah.
For any
reason. This is like timeless music. That's what we need, again, timeless music. Look at his outfit, like, just everything. The video, it has everyone in it.
Everyone in it. And it's like a 9-minute story, which...
It was so
very entertaining. Michael Jackson really took music videos to a whole nother level.
He was very creative. I love him.
Do you remember the first time like hearing that song, or is there a moment in time where that song you can kind of relate that to?
I just think
Do
when
you
I
remember a time?
No, I'm getting old now. No, I just think that when that song came out, I mean, I wasn't that big then, but. When I remember it, I was young, and I think that I liked my first boyfriend, and I was just like, do you remember? Like, and we used to dance, and that's my song.
It brings me to, like, Sunday mornings, like, right before you have to go to church, and you have to, do the quick cleanup in the house, and my mom's blasting Celine Dion, Michael Jackson, or this video would be on.
Yeah, like, I love Michael. I just had him on my Pandora the other day. I was rolling around. I was listening to the Jackson 5s. It's just a timeless, like, he just timeless. You can never put a time on his music.
Well, this next track right here is from somebody who's legendary today in today's music, Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Sexy Back. Now, I haven't heard this song for a minute, and then going back and listening to it and watching the video, it was like, you can just, it brings you back. It's one of those songs that is timeless in the sense of when it comes on, it brings you back to a feeling. Let's take a look.
He is so fine. I'm bringing sexy back.
The mother boys don't know how to act. And it's funny because the beat is Christina Aguilera, Not Myself Tonight. You can mix it with that. You can mix it with Britney Spears' Gimme More. You can mix it with Timbaland and Carrie Hilson. Sorry, this is a DJ in me. I just hear a song and I relate it to every other song in the world.
That's good, though.
Take it to... So why this song?
This is me and my mom's jam. Okay. Like, when this song came out, my mom bought Justin Timberlake CD. I didn't even know she was, like, a big fan like that. She was like, Camila. And we would listen to it every time I'm in the car. Sexy Back. I was like, Mom, no, you're not. I'm just kidding. But we always listen to Sexy Back. Justin Timberlake, she loves him. It just makes me think about my mom. And it's just a fun song.
It has that
funky, like, I'm sexy. I'm having fun. I'm dancing. And I'm just like, who doesn't like Justin Timberlake?
Final song for you, one of my personal favorites as well.
Is it?
Let's just look at it. It's beautiful. It's Eve and Gwen Stefani, Let Me Blow Your Mind.
See, I got some good ones, right?
That was a good one.
Now this, when they performed this, I forgot what awards it was. American Music Awards?
Was it? Shake
your asses. When they performed together.
Or Billboard.
Might have been Billboard. This one classic. Red from blonde, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lips stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all know, hot psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you
when I'm out, one of my favorite things to spin after this is to go from this into
That song jam too.
Her and Alicia Keys, yeah. Let Me Blow Your Mind. What's so significant about this song for you?
Let Me Blow My Mind, I think it's a personal thing for me. I feel like it took a while to get me here, and I'm, gonna take my time. Like, I'm gonna take my time with it. I came, I saw, I conquered, and now I wanna cruise it out. And that song is just beautiful. Gwen Stefani, dope. Eve, that was like at her prime, like her peak. It was just amazing. I thought when they performed that song, I just loved it too. I used to record. Like, remember when it was like a record button?
Yeah.
I used to record videos.
I used to do that off the radio. I'm not going to put my age out there, but we won't do all that. But in 2014, going into 2015, what do you want, as far as a message to give to our artists out there, what do you want from music?
I just want music to bring back that soul, you know, that where you hear and you're just like, yeah, like, and just like how Michael Jackson, you could play him and it's timeless. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to be where I can't play your music 2 years from now. I want it to be like I can put it on, clean up the house and still, you know, feel like I can listen to the song and just quality music. Not something that's just going to be good for right now.
And I asked you to think of some songs today that make you feel like that. One of them was Chris Brown, Loyal. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Think that that song, it's just...
It's like, that's a dance song. Yep. Just got rich.
It's just a feel-good.
You know? It's like a feel-good, like, party song. Like, no matter if you're having a bad... Like, I could hear that song and have a bad day, and I'm just like, these all day long.
And then what, like, what's another song for you? That is out today, or who's an artist out today that you think, other than Beyonce,
right,
that you think puts out consistent music as a new artist and will remain in the game?
That's out right now and that continues to put out music. Does it have to be like...
It could be hip-hop, it could be any music, any type of music.
I honestly think Nicki has a strong run. Mm-hmm. I mean, her music to me at first was like, oh, God, can we hear enough of her? But I think now I understand her characters. So I think if she keeps on continuing that, I think it will be great. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that she's going in her natural look. I think she looks amazing. And I think that Nicki Minaj definitely has, like, she's starting to, for me to have some timeless music where I can listen to when I'm driving. Yep. I just like her now. Like, it took a while for me to even jump on board with her because I was a Lil' Kim fan. And I was like, no, you're going after, you know, Lil' Kim. But when I gave her a chance and I love her music. She's a dope artist and she's a lyricist. And I think it's great. Mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar is great, too. But he doesn't come out with music all the time.
Yeah, he's more of a, like a Barbra Streisand.
I'm like, is Snoop Dogg ever going to just fall off the earth?
I love Snoop Dogg.
I love Snoop too. It's just
Snoop
like
Snoop Dogg's
he
like
never
the uncle.
Ends.
You just let him just put out his records, Snoop. And we just gonna be like, because you know, out of Snoop will put out like a whole bunch of music, but he, out of all the music he puts out, he always puts out one banger, one song that you're like, all right, go ahead.
But I think also Chris Brown, he comes out with his music is just, I love his music.
There was a point where I almost couldn't keep up with. Mm-hmm. How good his music was coming out at that time. Like, that Love More song with Nicki Minaj.
I never heard that one.
You ain't low on I can't think of it off the top of my head right now.
What? You're a DJ? I'm just kidding.
Sorry. I can't because this song has been stuck in my head all week. Let's get into the six mix. The song that started it all. And this was actually one of your top favorite songs. Mm-hmm. Is Beyonce Nicki Minaj remix minus Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
I love you, Kim, but I'm not promoting that song with you on it. You done photoshopped your face on it.
That's creepy.
So the original single before the ding dong is Beyonce featuring Nicki Minaj, Flawless.
When she performed this, oh my God. Her outfit, wardrobe, everything.
I wish Nicki came out for the performance, though.
It's Beyonce, oh, y'all saying that lingerie on that Chardonnay's going touchdowns on your runway. I'm taking forever like Barbie and I'm Rambo and yo. I'm building a race like John Jack, I'm Camo and yo. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was your pound pick. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no. We escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator.
Ooh, that's shade. Girl. Right.
What was your favorite part about hearing this remix?
That part? It's $1 billion on the elevator. How could you? You can't even be mad at that. It's like Beyonce, girl,
Queen Bee.
Flawless. She said, and then you know what? She's Beyonce messy because she rewinded it back and said it again. Let me make sure you hear this. Of course. It's going to be some mess on the elevator when it's $1 billion on the elevator.
A billion.
You know what? I would expect something to go down with $1 billion. Let me just sit in the elevator with $1 billion. You know what I mean? Let me see how it feels. You know?
And then my other favorite line from that is when Nicki comes on to rap, Beyonce interrupts her rap with, "These thoughts are thirsty, I'm Hungarian, diamond on my crusted grills." Hungarian, and I can't remember where it goes from that. But that line, that was everything.
It murdered Beyonce. It.
All right, next. I love this song. I feel like it was supposed to be this big banger, and I'm hoping when the music video comes out, it pushes the single, or I hope that they perform this at the VMAs this year. I think this is an amazing pop record.
I love Ariana Grande.
And I love Jessie J. This bitch's voice is ridiculous. This this pop track needs to explode right now. This is Lady Marmalade of 2014. Mm. Have you heard this yet?
No, I haven't.
Bang Bang featuring it's Jessie J featuring Ariana
That's
Grande
I look out.
And Nicki Minaj.
You always seem to tell me when the good stuff comes out.
And well, girl, here we go. Jessie J, Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, Bang Bang, and it elevates. We got Jessie J at the beginning. Ariana was about to come in right there, and then Nicki Minaj finishes it off like the beast.
I kind of like that little
she
tune.
Is. Oh, in the performance, I just really hope they perform this because it will really, is what will sell the record.
Well, what awards is coming up? American?
VMAs,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully
I can see that happening.
Get it together. But the only thing I could think of is if they weren't to perform that, it would be because Nicki Minaj has to perform her single, Anaconda. Nicki Minaj dropped this single, Anaconda. It obviously samples...
Booty Mix?
What is going on with my brain? I like big butts.
I like big butts.
And I cannot
Sir
lie.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, right?
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Baby Got Back. I heard it the first time. And I was like,
you didn't like it?
But then I listened to it again, and my respect came from the fact that she kept with the 90s feel of it. The song has a Busta Move, Young MC kind of flow to it. So I respect that she went that route. Interesting, I had a conversation with somebody that they felt Lil' Kim is getting really upset with this go-around with Nicki Minaj because this song gives an essence of How Many Licks.
Oh.
Career-wise, where Kim was and now where Nicki is, she's now reached the how many licks,
how many licks is
point. So right. Now apparently we're going to get a La Bella Mafia album after this.
Okay.
I don't know. I love the track. I can't wait to see the video. Did you see the snippet?
Of Anaconda? Yeah, when she was shaking her booty. I was like, well,
All right, girl. Let's take a listen. Anaconda, Nicki Minaj.
Anaconda dope. My Anaconda dope. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
Boy, sway, name, sway. Used to live in
this was my song back in the day, though.
Bitch, okay. Dope, stealing money. He was getting some coins. Was the shootouts with the Lord, but he lived in a palace. Both bought me Alexander McQueen. He was keeping me stylish. Now that's real, real, real.
I bet you everybody on Instagram is going to have that now.
Kill. Who want to go first? I had him push the daffodils. I'm high as hell. I only took a half a pill.
Anaconda, Nicki Minaj, I can't wait for that. All right, Remy Ma dropped a single right now. So it's with over DJ Khaled, They Don't Love You No More. It's the remix, Remy Ma. Let's take a listen. Everyone was saying this was the shade to Nicki Minaj.
Oh, let's see.
Funk Master Flex Night.
You ain't got love for me, my nigga. You ain't got love for me, my nigga.
It's like she has to have some bangers.
We the best music. Remix.
Ever since your chick hit the top. No, your bitch is mad, Remy.
Remy
out the box.
Ma.
You don't love me no more. She the best.
DJ
Khaled. Well, yeah, I was on the TV. I was with the PVs. I listened to your CDs. Damn, you really want to be me. Don't care if your name buzzing. You know who the queen be. Della Russo, Digital LASIK. Bitches still can't see me. These rap chicks try to stay away from me. Maybe because I caught that case, they afraid of me. Rem got that phlegm and spit it crazily. And it's a fact.
I mean, it looked. I felt it's, like.
You was I mean, you've been in jail. You should definitely have some tracks to lay out. So I'm excited about her making
just
a comeback.
Like letting them bowl out the pen. All right, so there we go. We gave y'all lady time and all that, but obviously, you know, I gotta deliver for the fellas too.
Okay.
But this is for everybody. So two albums were dropped this week. Well, actually, one's a mixtape. But this one is the Underachievers new mixtape. You guys can get that out on Dopehood. At DatPiff. Nebulous is the track that we're going to listen to off of the Underachievers' latest album. Fantasies living right, hit the finest, we're taking flight. Blowing like dynamite, lead the masses like Jesus Christ. The masses don't need a hype, only care about you seeing your right. I'm gone, don't get me started. All these niggas hollers, about to move out some forest, smoky barren in the forest. I be talking good, blowing on the dank and shit inside my hood. Wish she could do it how we do it, nigga, read a book. Switch it up, Ruffy in the same, my nigga, live it up. No one gon' hold your hand through the pain, you gotta give it up. Sitting drunk, stuck up out in the rain like you don't give a fuck. I mean, and every track lyrically delivers.
That's what I mean, I was listening. Like, that song, it was throwing me off with the
picture.
You know, the picture, but I'm like listening to the song. I'm like, okay, he's actually saying something.
Yeah.
And that's what I do nowadays is like you can have a dope beat, but if you are actually saying something, mm-hmm. you win me over.
Yep. It cancels the beat out.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, you know, this kid is my man of the year,
mm-hmm.
Jeremiah. I love the music that this kid puts out.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for what he's been doing. He's been, you know, whatever's going to come out commercially, mm-hmm. he's been giving us the scraps. He's been saying, you know what? Obviously, you guys want music. I haven't been giving you guys music.
Right.
So he dropped this mixtape. It's called Not On My Album. We're going to take a listen to this song with Juicy J called Can't Go No More.
Can't go no more. It just sound like you'll be in the strip club right now.
Can't go no
more. Hey.
Can't go no more. Can't go no more.
You have that little bounce in it.
Yep.
Can't go no more.
DatPiff.com.
Can't go no more. We can't go no more.
See, this is that like slow, like booty making, right? Booty shaking music. I love some Jeremiah. He's sexy. He makes those love music.
Mm-hmm.
Those R. Kelly.
Yep.
Make a baby.
And it's interesting because a couple years back, I was reading Vibe, I think it was, mm-hmm. and they compared him to R. Kelly, the future of R&B. Mm. So I was like, that's what put him on my radar. And so I started paying attention because I was like, the birthday sex song was like, it just got so played out for me that I was like, okay, I don't even, like, is this kid sex. Like T-Pain part two? Like,
my birthday's coming up. Can I get some birthday sex? I'm just kidding.
I'll put 50 Cent in the club.
Okay.
All right. Well, Camilla, thank you for coming in. I appreciate it. And sharing your intimate experiences with music and the industry today. Where can your fans follow you?
My fans can follow me on Twitter at I Am Camilla P. And they also can find me on Instagram, The Real Camilla P. And guess what? You guys can also see me on the upcoming season of Bad Girls All-Star Season 13.
Can you give us any tea?
I can give you a lot of tea. I can tell you one thing that I held my ground. You know what? I can tell you, I learned a lot this season. I gained friends. I lost some. And I just think it's going to be an amazing season. So just watch out for it. It's going to be great, I think. And it's a whole different type of show. And I just feel like, you know what? When it comes out, I'll be back to let you guys know the inside spill. Because, you know, I can't hold water.
And not only that, y'all, but we have another big surprise for you. So just make sure you guys tune in September 12th here at The Beat.
Exactly.
Until next time, make sure you hit us up at BHL Online on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and tweet me at DJ Jesse J. Peace.
Peace.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.